Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It really doesn't matter what you think. It really doesn't matter what you say.
I kind of want to talk about it, but I kind of don't because I'll get in trouble.
I respectfully decline to answer on the grounds that I may be publicly reprimanded and fined.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
And we are off the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. And I'm just going to go ahead and say I sat here on the show last week. Not the type of person to say I told you so, but I did tell you that Texas was beating Alabama.
I was under the weather, so I didn't get to hear that broadcast. So, okay, if you say so.
I most certainly did.
All right, cool.
All right, so jumping into high school football games around the area, I'm just going to go ahead and tell you that there is a big game going on over on St. Simon's Island under the Oaks or in the Bloody Marsh, whichever you prefer. The John Millage Trojans pay a visit to the Frederica Academy Knights. John Millage has not lost a football game in 4.5 years, however many games that translates to in the GISA. As a matter of fact, the last team to beat them was Frederica in the 2018 GISA State Championship game. That's the last time John Millage lost.
That's insane. But they're the gold standard.
That's right. So they'll pay a visit over to St. Simon's to play the Knights, and a lot of people feel like that if there's a team that can unseat John Millage, Frederica may be it.
We'll find out soon enough.
Warner Robins goes over to Dutchtown to play that game.
Man, Warner Robins got curb stomped by Valdosta last week.
Down at Chris Gilman Stadium in Kingsland, the Camden County Wildcats will host Somerset Academy of the Canyons.
Who is that?
I believe they played this squad last season as well at Chris Gilman, and Camden won the game pretty handily.
I mean, I've never heard of this team.
Well, Camden played them last season.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, should have played in the Classic, but whatever.
That went over really well, didn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure did. East Coweta at Lowndes. That's East Coweta, a team from the Atlanta area going down. Listen, I'm going to go ahead and tell you this right now. I had some conversations with some folks over in Valdosta, and what I was told about Lowndes is, as far as what they were last year, they kind of took a step back. This ain't the Lowndes County Vikings of last year.
But they're the Lowndes County Vikings that you picked not to make the playoffs in the preseason. So what are they?
Well, we need to move away from that. This Lowndes County Vikings team believes that they got a shot to win that region and beat Colquitt.
Did I not tell you in the preseason that Lowndes and the Valdosta Lowndes game was going to be for the 2 seed in that region? Did I not tell you that in the preseason? But no, you don't want to listen to nobody. But that's okay. I'm feeling better this week, and I'm taking you to task on some of this foolishness you say on the air.
You've got Camden as the 1 seed?
No, I got Camden and Richmond Hill loser not making the playoffs.
So you're telling me that Camden's going to be a 4 seed?
I mean,
I bet you a round of golf that Camden's not a 4 seed.
Okay.
Okay.
We'll see.
All right. New Hampstead, speaking of Richmond Hill, New Hampstead takes a visit to take on the Wildcats at the Hill. Richmond Hill, of course, looking really impressive in the Georgia-Florida Border War Classic. That team looks pretty good to me.
Yeah. I mean, Richmond Hill's well coached. They've got athletes. They're a growing school. Legit 7A numbers right now.
Mm-hmm.
Will be when reclassification and they eliminate 7A, they'll be a legit 6A school. Richmond Hill, I think better days are still ahead of them.
I agree. I think that's an up and coming program. And, you know, it wasn't very long ago that team was in the Final Four.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Bullock Academy at Augusta Prep. Augusta Prep, I'm telling you right now, there are two teams in the GISA that I believe legitimately are as good as John Milledge. Bullock Academy is one of them, but it's not going to matter because Bullock's not going to get a chance to play them. But Bullock's really good, and Augusta Prep, they're coming for you.
No, they're not. Okay.
You think Augusta Prep's winning that game?
No, Bullock's Bullock's going to just hammer Augusta Prep.
Well, that's what I just said.
Okay.
Coral Glades, Florida at Valdosta. There's some other folks I've talked to in Valdosta that are telling me that the Wildcats are the team that's probably looking at fighting for the four seed.
Okay. I just know last week they blew out one of Robbins, who beat Northside, who just recently hung 70 on Camden. So we'll see.
Who put 70 on Camden?
Warner Robbins a couple of years
ago. Oh, a couple years ago. Yeah, I think that was during the Spire era, wasn't it?
Oh, I don't remember.
Okay, yeah. Islands comes to Glynn County Stadium between the bricks to play the Brunswick High Pirates. And Brunswick High had their 23-game regular season winning streak snapped at the Border War Classic against St. Augustine. But if you really think about it, in the last 24 regular season games, the Pirates are 23-1. Man, the fan base should be completely behind this program for what they've done the last 2.5 years.
Been a good run. Just got to enjoy it. On top right now, got a chance to win 4 region titles in a row.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see how the rest of the season plays out.
Yep. Salem goes over to Coffee. Not much of a contest there.
Nah.
Wayne County goes up to Womack Field to play rival Statesboro. That should be a pretty good game. I like, you know, again, I'm on the Wayne County bandwagon, just kind of waiting for them to turn the corner. Had a tough loss to Appling a couple weeks ago.
Tough loss, but they're... I think they got enough to handle Statesboro.
Hebron Christian at Benedictine. You may see Benedictine next segment in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings.
They better be number one.
Why is that?
I mean, they just beat Ware County.
They did.
Okay.
So, what a game that was.
Okay.
Southeast Bullock at Tatnall. Southeast Bullock looks really good. They're coming off of a pretty big win themselves.
They are. So Southeast Bullock playing pretty good ball. Tatnall, we'll see.
We'll see. Beach at Johnson of Savannah. Savannah Christian at Savannah Country Day. Big-time rivalry game, big-time region implications.
I like Christian in that game. That should be a good one, though.
The Red Raiders. Charlton takes a trip over to Pierce County to take on the Pierce County Bears in the Bears Den. Charlton has gone up against some tougher opponents here early in the season, and they haven't been able to walk away with W's, and I don't know that that's going to be the case with Pierce, because Pierce may be better than any team they've played.
They didn't look good in the Border War Classic.
No, they didn't. Metter at Dublin, that should be a good one, right down the road on I-16, an I-16 war.
That should be a good game.
If you're living in the middle Georgia area and you hear this show, this is the game. You want to talk about big-time rivalries, this is it. Swainsboro Tigers host ECI, the ECI Bulldogs. They'll play that in Swainsboro, the Emmanuel County hate war between those two.
How far are those schools apart?
11 miles. 11 miles between Twin City, which is where ECI is, and Swainsboro. 11 miles separate the two towns.
So there should be a packed stadium in Swainsboro, and that one probably will be heated.
I would imagine so. MCA goes to Lanier County. That's going to be a tough game for the Bucks. Lanier County kind of flying under the radar. That's a good football team.
That's a good football team.
It sure is. And Tift area will go to Wilcox, GISA versus GHSA Wilcox County. And those are the games, some of the games that are happening for us Friday night. Let's go.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. A monumental matchup on St. Simon's as John Milledge pays a visit to Frederica. John Milich has not lost a game in 4.5 years, and Fredericka is considered their biggest threat. Another big one at Womack Field as Statesboro will host the Wayne County Yellow Jackets, and a monster rivalry game in Emanuel County. The Swainsboro Tigers will host the Emanuel County Institute Bulldogs. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of 2-for-1s and 3-for-1s. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
Golden Coast Golf Carts is the premier golf cart rental and sales company in South Georgia, and we have inventory, both new and used, Club Car and Star Dealer, and we will deliver no matter where you are. 912-275-7725. Electric, gas, lifted, standard, we have them all. Golden Coast Golf Carts will beat any manufacturer's price and most prices below MSRP. Golden Coast Golf Carts in Brunswick at the end of the St. Simons Island Causeway. GoldenCoastGolfCarts.com.
Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch, and now we go to the weekend review.
And here we go. Yes, Colorado, you blew out Nebraska. Who hasn't? Rob Thompson, so since you want your guys to act like they've been there before, does that mean you call Bryce Harper into your office 30 times a year to tell him to quit flipping his bat? It's official. The football gods hate the Jets. Colin Kaepernick says he wants to play for the Jets. Isn't Kaepernick like 50 now? In case you had any doubt that college football is king, 9 million viewers watched Texas take down Bama. That's more views than my OnlyFans. Joe Burrow, your new look is good, man. Looks like you didn't just come right out of the woods. The Lions are now my pick to win the Super Bowl.
Why?
Jimbo Fisher's seat is so hot, he has booty burns. The Braves clinched their 6th straight division championship. Only 8 more to go. Max Scherzer out for the season with an injury. Of course he is. The NHL back to Atlanta? I don't know. It's a Braves and Georgia Tech town. The age of Coco has officially begun. Boo all you want, Phillies fans. You had better hope you don't see Atlanta in October. The Golden Bachelor, ABC. Why are we doing this? And these are my thoughts.
Why, man?
Why what?
Why do you want to jump on my Lions bandwagon now?
I don't
why?
Know. I'm not on your line. I'm just telling you, that's who I like to win the Super Bowl. What's wrong with that?
Because your predictions end up being just fall flat on their face, man. Why?
Why are you hating, man?
Why'd you do that to me today?
You should be ecstatic that I'm picking them. How often am I right about
that's
things?
It's like a kiss of death. We got a sponsor read, man.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Parker's, by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Golden Coast Golf Carts, and by Wild Adventures.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
It is now that official time for the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings.
Let's hear them.
What is this, like week four, week five? Week four. Know. We'll call it week four.
Okay.
All right, so I'll just go ahead and tell you there are some teams that fell out of the rankings. And so, you know, we got to go ahead and mention who they are. Out of the rankings this week, the Portal Panthers, the Brantley County Herons, the Wayne County Yellow Jackets, the Frederick Academy Knights, and the Ware County Gators all fell out of the rankings. So we're gonna have an influx of new teams. Are you ready?
Yes.
At number 10, getting into the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings for the first time this season, coming off of a 44-0 drubbing of Jefferson County, Toombs County, clocks in at number 10 in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings.
Toombs County.
Undefeated Toombs County. At number 9, getting in, this team is very familiar with the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. A 49-6 win over Liberty at 3-0, the Pierce County Bears come in at number 9.
They're going to probably be there a while.
Pierce is pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. At number 8 with a 41-10 win over Charlotte Christian, also at 3-0 coming in for the first time this season, Calvary Day comes in at number 8 in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings.
Good football program at Calvary.
Yeah. Speaking of good football programs, a 52-36 win over Bradwell to bring South Effingham undefeated on the season. The Mustangs come in at number 7 this week in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings.
That's what you call a mirage. That you might see them there right now, but they're really not there.
They're clocked in number 7.
Well, they won't be there long.
At number 6 with a 17-9 win over Bowles in the Border War Classic at Glen County Stadium, the Coffee County Trojans get into the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings for the first time this season at 3-0.
They should have been there all along.
Okay. At number 5, a 50-7 thumping of Trinity Christian, moving up 5 spots. The Bullock Academy Gators creep in to the top 5.
They tell me Trinity's been down bad the last few years, but that's still a 50-7 is a big win.
Bullock Academy's really good. I'm telling you the truth when I say this.
Okay.
At number 4, also moving up 5 spots with a 23-12 win over Rock Creek, the Lowndes County Vikings roll up to number 4 in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings.
You were adamant all offseason that Lowndes was going to be a bad football team. And here we are, you know, mid-September, they're in the top 5 of your rankings.
I like how you put words in my mouth. I never said that Lowndes was going to be a bad football team.
You said
team.
They weren't making the playoffs.
That doesn't mean they're a bad football team.
In a 5-team region.
Doesn't mean they're a bad football team. It's tough to make playoffs in a 5-team region.
Well, you said they would not make the playoffs.
I'm still not convinced they will.
I am.
Oh.
So.
I mean.
Wow.
I think Lowndes is a
now they're in the top 5
Lowndes
of the
rankings. Lowndes is a good football team.
Yeah. Well, apparently they weren't in the preseason.
I mean, by comparison to what Lowndes standards normally is, or normally are.
Okay, now you're backtracking. Good. I'd like to see you backtrack.
I'm not backtracking anything. Yeah, I'm just telling you the truth about things.
Anytime you say Lowndes in 2023, anything positive, that's considered a backtrack.
That's not a backtrack.
Yes.
I'm just telling you the truth. Moving on.
Okay.
At number 3, up 2 spots, with a 56-12 win over Locust Grove, who isn't a bad football team. The Houston County Bears woodshedded them, and they are your number three team this week in the Jason Bishop High School Football
Top
10
Power Rankings. That's a legit football team.
Houston's good.
They came into Glenn County Stadium last year in first round of playoffs, and they are really good.
Yeah. At number two, with an 11-7 win over Dodge, which kind of makes you raise your eyebrows some. You would think that this team would have beaten Dodge by a little bit more than an 11-7 deficit, but that's what the score says. But at number two, down one spot, the Swainsboro Tigers come in at number two.
I mean, Dodge County's not chopped liver now.
I'm not saying they are chopped liver. I'm just saying I was surprised that the score was not a little bit more comfortable for the Tigers.
Oh, big rivalry game this week.
Boy, they got one to prove, don't they? Mm-hmm. ECI is not a bad football team either.
No, they're not.
Their schedule's been brutal.
Brutal.
Brutal. All right, so that brings us to our new number one in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. I know you're all on the edge of your seat. So our new number one team moving up two spots with a 31-24 war over Ware County, the Benedictine Cadets, the number one team in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings in week four.
BC is legit.
Yeah,
I mean they won state last year.
Ware County got up on them 14.
Didn't they win state last year?
Yes, they been. Ware County got up on them by two touchdowns early
and just couldn't hold it.
And Benedictine did not quit. They didn't stop. They got back in the football game and ended up winning in the end.
And Ware had a couple of scores late in the game to make that score close.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, it was like 31-14 there for a while, and Ware cut it to 31-24. So Benedictine is legit. Anytime you got to go to Savannah and play Benedictine, you better buckle your chin strap.
It's the only upper classification public school that you'll go play in Savannah that you need to worry about.
Yes, I mean, it's an all-male school, so the numbers are skewed. They should be playing in a higher classification.
Benedictine's all male?
Yes.
Since when? When they make that change?
All right. Keep on. Go ahead.
Yeah. I'm just asking a question.
Go ahead.
You're not going to answer my question?
No, I don't need to answer that question, man. Oh. I mean, come on, dude.
Okay. Let's recap, shall we?
Yeah, go ahead.
At number 10, Toombs County. Number 9, Pierce County. Number 8, Calvary Day. I don't understand why you just won't answer the question.
Yes.
I asked you when they changed it. Number 7,
They've
South.
They've always been a male school.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a military academy. Sister school is St. Vincent's.
Huh. I just learned something.
Yeah.
Number 8, Calvary Day. 7, South Effingham. 6, Coffee County. 5, Bullock Academy. 4, the Lowndes County Vikings. 3, the Houston Bears. 2, Swainsboro. And the number 1 team this week in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, the Benedictine Cadets, finish your top number 1 team in week 4 in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings.
BC is going to make a big run this year. Hard to deal with.
You cheer for your team with our top-notch HVAC services. Whether you need a service call, a maintenance, or a new unit, we at the AC Guys are ready to help. Don't let a faulty AC sideline your enjoyment. Call the AC Guys now and score big on comfort touchdowns this football season.
If you live in the Golden Isles, then chances are you get your fishing pole out a lot. And we all know bait matters. For the best bait shrimp in coastal Georgia, get out to Bennett's Bait. Right off the St. Simon's Causeway at 1 FJ Tourist Causeway. Right on the river, off the third bridge coming off the island. Bennett's Bait has been helping fishermen and women land that big one since 1953. Stop on in or give us a call at 912-230-3229. That's Bennett's Bait.
For hometown, honest, friendly service from a name you can trust, come on in to Bruce Kennedy Tire. For almost 20 years, Bruce Kennedy and family have been taking care of our friends and neighbors in the Golden Isles. 2928 North Street, across from Dollar General. tires, alignments, minor mechanic, and AC work. 912-264-6578. Pop on in. We'd love to see you. Monday through Thursday, 7 to 4:30, and Fridays, 7 to 3:30. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
Come on down to Catch 228 this football season. 11 TVs so you can see every big play from every big game. And don't forget about our world-famous oysters. Best oysters from Chesapeake Bay to Nova Scotia. So stop on in anytime before the game for happy hour, 4 to 6, or your favorite local drafts. Catch 228 at the end of Redfern Village. Call 912-634-6228. And check us out on Facebook for specials. Go Dogs!
Yes, football season is here, which means oyster season. Time to ditch those old, boring oyster knives you have rattling around in your spare stuff drawer. Get on in to Cunningham Jewelers, the very best oyster knives offered. Toadfish Outfitters, the all-in-one shucking claw. Open-nail folding oyster knives right out of your pocket. Get on into Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
You know, I was telling Kip in the break that Frederica, if they beat John Millage, you know, they may put the formula in a quandary because John Millage hadn't lost a game in 4.5 years, and if Frederica beats them, they would be obviously worthy of being in the high school football top 10 power rankings, but they've got that loss to Bluffton that would probably keep them out and be quite a quandary.
They're used to quandaries with your rankings, the Frederica fan base. Mm. Yes.
You know, I'm looking forward to the Frederica Bullock Academy game more so than normal. I always look forward to it, but that game's going to be...
Where's that game at this year, on St. Simons?
I think it's on St. Simons. I'm not 100% positive, okay, but I think it's in the Bloody Marsh.
That should be a good one.
I agree. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Parker's, Southeast Georgia Health System, by Gold Coast Golf Carts, and by Wild Adventures.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. They lowered their gas prices by about 30 cents today, and I stopped and got gas at Parker's. Check us out online. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave.
Brr.
Lots of 2-for-1s and 3-for-1s. Hungry Parker's is known for its fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
There's a Parker's that's in Brunswick as you're coming to Brunswick from Jessup, right?
Yeah, in Sterling.
In Sterling, right.
Yeah.
And when I make that trip from Jessup to Brunswick or from Brunswick to Jessup, whichever direction I'm going, I always stop into that Parker's and get food, like lunch food, from
food
that Parker's because it's
bomb.
Great out there.
The breakfast, boy, roll in there at breakfast time and get something. You're talking about some good breakfast.
Mm, it's good, man. It is good. It's not good for you, but,
oh, but it's good.
It's good. It is now time for the Kip Branch Butthurt segment.
Missed out last week because I was under the weather.
We
but
missed
I'm,
you, man.
I'm back this week.
We missed you.
Number 5 on the butt hurt list this week, the Nebraska Cornhuskers.
Okay.
Ugly 0-2 start to the season. Once a blue blood, now they're a homecoming opponent.
They're just bleeding now.
God.
Matt Rhule doesn't look like the answer, does he?
That roster doesn't look like it's ready to answer anything. I mean, wow. Mm. Terrible.
Got blown out by Deion's Buffs.
Yes, they did. Number four on the butt hurt list this week, the Southeastern Conference. I never thought I'd be saying this.
I'm a little taken aback of where this is going to go.
The SEC is not winning big out-of-conference games in 2023. Conference seems to be down in football this year.
Well, they lost. They had Alabama lose.
Texas A&M lost to Miami.
Okay.
South Carolina lost.
To North Carolina.
To North Carolina.
Ole Miss struggled with Tulane.
Florida State beat LSU.
And Georgia struggled with...
Georgia didn't struggle with anybody. So don't try to throw Georgia in there yet, but they may make an appearance in this year in 2023. SEC, all kidding aside, seems a little down this year. SEC used to just pile up and win these big out-of-conference games with these other Power Fives. Not happening this year. Auburn struggled on the road to beat lowly Cal last week, 14-10.
To be honest with you, it might not be the worst thing for college football for some of these other conferences to win some of these games.
May not be. Number three on the butt hurt list, the New York Jets. Four plays into the season.
And your season's over.
And the Super Bowl run is over. You went from Super Bowl contender, and in four plays, you look like you may finish last in the AFC East.
How cruel is that, man? All of that hype, all offseason, and you don't even get a full offensive series in, and the complexion completely changes.
Man, you talking about some terrible luck. Did you watch Monday night?
Yeah.
The whole life of that stadium just went boom.
Air out of the balloon, man.
And man.
Air out of the balloon.
That was hard to see. I feel sorry for the Jets, but their butt hurt, so they're on this list.
And Zach Wilson, you got to.
What if he turns around and has a career season?
I mean, then you got to say the football gods were in his corner. You know, and there's got to be that conversation between him and the coach where the coach says, look, man, you've had a ton of opportunity, and you've done nothing with it. And for whatever reason, somebody likes you enough to give you one more shot. What are you going to do with it?
What do you think Garrett Wilson was thinking four plays into the game the other night?
Oh, my God.
He did catch a touchdown pass from Zach Doan.
Actually, I read some report I saw on television that after Aaron Rodgers went down, he went to Zach Wilson and said, all right, man, this is us.
That's good. That's good. Number two on the butt hurt list this week, Texas A&M. Ugly loss to Miami.
He's done, right?
Jimbo's 40-22 overall in College Station.
He's done, isn't he?
With a $77 million buyout if he's fired. You talking about quandaries, okay?
Word of the day.
Quandary. That's the Texas A&M brass and fan base. Quandary. We got a coach that sold us a bill of goods that just isn't working, and we owe him $77 million. So what do we do?
They
gave up 48 points in Miami last week, scored 35 points, and got beat on the road.
And it's not like that you should have been up for that game. That was a big game.
That is correct. Then Mike Elko, who was the DC at Texas A&M, goes to Duke, and what does Duke do? Holds Clemson to 7 points on opening day.
Yeah.
He's starting to see what might be happening there.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I got you.
Okay, and number one on the butt hurt
Duke's
list
this
week.
Duke's a good team.
Yeah, Duke is a good team. I'm impressed with Duke. Number one on the butt hurt list, the Alabama Crimson Tide.
I figured it had to be them. It's either going to be them or the Jets.
Is the dynasty over?
Yes. Okay. I've been telling you for the last 5 years that the dynasty was over.
So is Alabama still the best program in college football? You said they were earlier this year, even with Georgia winning two natties in a row. You said Alabama was still the best program. So I re-ask you the same question 6 months later. Is Alabama still the best program in college football?
Alabama's in a situation right now where if they're going to make the college football playoff, they can't lose again, period. They must go through their schedule unscathed, and they must beat
everybody.
And probably an undefeated Georgia in the SEC championship game.
They can't afford another loss. Ugly home loss to Texas.
That's where Alabama is.
Ugly home loss to Texas.
They got
to
win every game.
You know what was the thing that stood out the most in that game last week?
Tell me.
How bad Alabama got beat on both lines of scrimmage.
Yeah.
That never happens to a Nick Saban team. Even when they lose games, they don't physically get pushed around like that.
And Texas recently has not had the reputation for being an overly physical team.
Oh, well, they physically whipped Alabama on the both lines of scrimmage.
They did. You want to recap for us?
Number five, Nebraska. You suck. Number four, the SEC. Not winning out of conference games. Number three, four plays in, the New York Jets, your season's over. Texas A&M, quandary, word of the day. Ugly loss, you owe Jimbo $77 million.
Mm.
Jimbo says, fire me. I don't care. I'll just sit home and just live off interest. 40-22 overall at A&M. Alabama, number one on the butthurt list. Is the dynasty over?
Wasn't there a time where 40-22 at Texas A&M would have been really good?
No.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they are doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons. Free delivery to anywhere on the island, 912-638-8601. Check them out on Facebook, J.C. Strother Company, where there are no such things as island prices. And be sure to stop on in for all James Hardy siding and products. And, of course, go Dogs!
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy. In the Bluestein Shopping Center, Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
Feeling lucky? Come down to Lucky Furniture Outlet in the Altama Shopping Plaza. No need to drive an hour away to get the best prices. Brand new living rooms, dining rooms, bedrooms, mattresses, and more. Financing available. No credit needed. Free delivery. Free customer service. 912-571-0731. Or check us out on Facebook. Lucky Furniture Outlet. Your home for all your furnishing needs.
Keep swinging and missing trying to find your favorite adult beverage around town? Well, step back in the batter's box and find it at M&B Liquors. If we don't have it, M&B Liquors will get it for you. The best selection in town. Having a party, M&B will get any type of keg you need. And be sure to tell them that Jason and Kip sent you and ask about my favorite drink. M&B Liquors off I-95, exit 29 on Candler Drive, 912-265-2567. M&B Liquors, your adult beverage home run hitter.
Hey sports fans, great news. Max Barbecue's second location is now open. Right next to Grandy's off Cypress Mill Road in Brunswick. Monday through Saturday, 11 to 3, 912-342-7967. And you can visit your friends at our original location for lunch and dinner in Sterling across from the Jane Macon Light. 912-275-8271. Max Barbecue, two great locations, one great taste, and give them a like on Facebook.
I want to remind our listening audience that we're about to jump into our college pick'em, and you know, I said this at the beginning of the college football season when we began really doing this stuff. Last year I picked with an 84% correct rate. So
there's no way after what you just said you would sit down and allow yourself to be hooked up to a lie detector. There's no way you would do that.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Parker's, by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Golden Coast Golf Carts, and by Wild Adventures. I've never been on a lie detector test.
After saying what you said about a prediction percentage, you don't want to. Golden Coast Golf Carts is the premier golf cart rental and sales company in South Georgia, and we have inventory, both new and used. Club car and star dealer, and we will deliver no matter where you are. 912-275-7725. Electric, gas, lifted, standard, we have them all. Golden Coast Golf Carts will beat any manufacturer's price and most prices below MSRP. Golden Coast Golf Carts in Brunswick at the end of the St. Simons Island Causeway. GoldenCoastGolfCarts.com.
All right, so here we go. Number 14, LSU at Mississippi State. You look at the Vegas line on this game, and it's a lot closer than what you would think that it should be. I'm going to take LSU on the road against Mississippi State.
This could be a statement game for the Bulldogs of Mississippi State. LSU on paper should win, but I don't know, man. Mississippi State wants to run the football. I'm going to roll with LSU, but I wouldn't be shocked if Mississippi State pulled this game out.
The Noles, the number three ranked Florida State Seminoles, go on the road to Boston College in that tough environment. I like Florida State to get it done big against the Eagles.
Don't get caught looking ahead, Florida State, to next week against Clemson. You should handle it, but don't take BC for granted.
Flying under the radar so far, the Penn State Nittany Lions, they're ranked seventh, but nobody's really paying them any attention or talking about them, about college football playoff. Their first couple weeks, they've looked really, really good. Probably they have looked the best of any team in the Big Ten. They go on the road to play Illinois. I like them to thump the Fighting Illini.
Penn State's not getting a whole lot of respect.
No.
In the national media. And James Franklin's probably okay with that.
Probably right. Yeah. You're probably right. 15, Kansas State goes to Mizzou. This game's going to be close.
I'm picking Mizzou.
You're picking Mizzou? This game's going to be close. It's going to be a close game in Columbia.
I'm picking Mizzou. They've got some talent, especially in some of the skill positions. And Missouri's defense is pretty good.
Weber State at number 12, Utah. I'll take Utah.
I'll take Utah.
Central Michigan at number 9, Notre Dame. Write this down. When all is said and done and the dust clears, the Fighting Irish will be one of the four teams to get into the college football playoff. They get this game against Central Michigan.
Here's a statement. You ready for this?
Okay.
Sam Hartman, the best quarterback at Notre Dame since Joe Montana.
I don't think that's completely outlandish. I'll go even further. Sam Hartman, Heisman finalist.
6 years. He should be up there.
I'm very high on Sam Hartman.
I am too.
Okay. Western Michigan at number 25, Iowa. Iowa close because they don't score.
Iowa's going to beat Central Michigan, Western Michigan, whoever. A directional school in Michigan's not beating Iowa.
I mean, I agree. I just think it's going to be a low-scoring game. San Diego State goes over to Oregon State. And DJU and all the stuff that he's been throwing at Clemson the last couple of weeks.
His dad has been throwing shade at Dabo.
Man.
You know, DJ is playing good ball right now.
Because of him, I think Oregon State is a real player in the pack, whatever. And I like Oregon State here.
Yes, I like Oregon State.
Northwestern at 21. Duke's a good football team. They'll get this game easily.
I like Duke.
19, Oklahoma at Tulsa. I'm not sure why the Sooners are going to Tulsa, but they are.
In-state game, probably for recruiting purposes. There's a good high school football in the Tulsa area. You know, you throw people a bone every now and then.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, Oklahoma wins.
Yes.
Number 10, Alabama goes to Tampa to play the South Florida Bulls. Listen to me right now.
No, don't. You said earlier in the year that South Florida was beating Alabama.
South Florida is loaded with athletes. Okay. They may not be as physical as Alabama, but they got a lot of skill, guys. They can fly up and down the field. Alabama coming off of that disheartening loss to Texas where they got exposed on some areas that they're not very good at. Got beaten up on the lines, offense and defensive side of the balls. I just can't pick South Florida to do it, though. I'll take Alabama close.
I'll take Alabama by 35.
South Carolina at number one, Georgia. Here it is. Circle it. The first test that the Georgia Bulldogs will have. Yes, they'll be in Athens. They haven't looked all that great in their first two games against Cupcakes. South Carolina wants Spencer Rattler to be a Heisman candidate. If he's going to be in New York at the end of the season, he's got to play well in this game and probably win it.
Which means he won't be in New York.
So you're picking Georgia?
Yes.
I'm going to pick Georgia, but I'm picking them minusculely.
I mean, it's an SEC conference game. I mean,
minusculely.
These games, more often than not, end up being good football games.
Minusculely.
South Carolina needs to shore up their offensive line, because if North Carolina's getting 9 sacks on Spencer Rattler, then what's going to happen Saturday?
That is a very good point. I will give you that. Minnesota at 20, North Carolina. Speaking of North Carolina, I think they're going to be in for a dogfight with the Golden Gophers. I'm not so sure Minnesota doesn't go to Chapel Hill and win.
I'm not so sure either. North Carolina, they're one of those teams that can look great one week and then come back to earth the next. And just not, they're not consistent enough for me on the football field.
Okay.
I'll take UNC at home, though.
I'm taking Minnesota.
Okay.
I've got UNC circled on my sheet, but I'm flipping.
Okay.
Western Kentucky at Ohio State. Give me Ohio State.
Yes.
Number 8, Washington goes to Lansing, East Lansing, to play Michigan State. Michigan State pulls off the first big upset of the season, knocking off Washington.
No, they're not. They've got internal problems with Mel Tucker there, with, you know, phone calls and things like that. He's on the verge of possibly getting fired. Washington's on the outside, just fringe of a college football playoff berth. They got one of the better quarterbacks in the country. Washington does. They're going to beat Michigan State on the road.
NC Central at 24, UCLA. I'll take the Bruins.
Yes.
Northern Colorado at 23. Washington State gets in the top 25. I'll take the Cougs.
I'll take the Cougs. Oregon State and Washington State are both ranked.
Mm-hmm.
They're the only two teams left in the pack, what used to be the Pac-12.
Mm. 11, Tennessee goes to the Swamp to play the Gators. Kip was telling me the other day, Tennessee hasn't won in Gainesville since like World War II or something like that.
2003.
Okay. Tennessee goes to the Swamp, and they woodshed the Florida Gators. It's not close. They blow them out, run them out of their own stadium.
Florida, listen to what I'm saying. Florida is going to beat Tennessee Saturday. Florida's got good talent on the defensive side of the football. They've got good athletes in the back end and that secondary. Tennessee is in trouble Saturday in Gainesville. Billy Napier's coaching for his life. His first signature win, he's going to get it against the Tennessee Vols on Saturday. Joe Milton, Vol fans, you're going to realize he's not that guy after Saturday, and you'll start calling for Nico.
Did you watch the Utah game against Florida?
I watched the Utah game.
I'm just asking, because all those accolades you were throwing at the Gators, I didn't see it translating on the field.
No, didn't look good.
Okay.
But Tennessee does not go to Gainesville and win very often, twice in 50 years. Not happening Saturday either.
Georgia Tech at 17, Ole Miss. Georgia Tech gives Ole Miss everything they want. They may win, but I'll take Ole Miss.
I read this will be Georgia Tech's first game ever playing in the state of Mississippi.
Oh, that's impressive. Look at you doing some research. Normally you just sit down and go.
Bobby Dodd would refuse to go play the Mississippi schools in Mississippi back during when he was at Georgia Tech. So, you know, Ole Miss is a better football team than Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech is going to play Ole Miss tough. They're not going to win this football game, but Ole Miss will pull away late, but it's going to be a football game, maybe for three quarters.
Bowling Green at number two, Michigan. I'll take Michigan.
Yes.
Wyoming at number four, Texas. Texas rolls Wyoming.
Yes.
Write this down. Texas will also be one of the final four teams in the college football playoff. They'll get in.
But they don't have their typical brain fart that they have a couple of times a season. Texas will just look like world beaters one week and then lose to Kansas.
Hawaii at 13, Oregon. I'll take Oregon. Colorado State at 18, Colorado. Big rivalry game. I'll take Colorado.
I'll take Colorado. Next week, Coach Prime takes the Buffs to Eugene, to Oregon, to play the Ducks.
That'll be a good game.
No, it won't.
In the SEC, Louisiana Monroe at Texas A&M. Give me the Aggies.
I'll take the Aggies.
Samford at Auburn. I'll take War Eagle.
Yes.
Vanderbilt at UNLV, I'll take Vandy. BYU at Arkansas, I'll take Arkansas. Akron at Kentucky, give me the Wildcats.
I'll take, yeah. Watch out for that BYU game, though, at Arkansas.
I do agree with you. I do agree with you.
Keep an eye on that one.
A game you should keep an eye on in the ACC. Pitt at West Virginia should be a good one. I'll take West Virginia.
Game.
Yeah, I'll take West Virginia. Florida Atlantic at Clemson. I've got Clemson circled, so.
Yeah, I got Clemson circled.
A game I'll be at, actually, in the Big 12, Villanova at Central Florida. I'll take the Knights.
Yeah, me too.
In the Sun Belt, Georgia Southern at Wisconsin. I'll take Wisconsin, but don't be surprised.
Hold on.
Okay.
Georgia Southern can score some points.
No argument.
They throw the football, and they throw it well. They might be one of the top throwing offenses in the country. Don't be surprised if Southern goes to Wisconsin. I'm calling it. Southern beats Wisconsin in Madison.
And finally, Georgia State at Charlotte. Give me Georgia State.
Yeah, me too. Southern, get it done, boys.
I mean, I like their chances.
Trying to find great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer. The Strike Zone at the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. Bowling, arcade, and blacklight mini golf. The Strike Zone has something for the entire family. Call or go online and reserve for your next event or birthday party. 912-265-6600, TGIStrikeZone.com.
Yes, football season is here, which means oyster season. Time to ditch those old, boring oyster knives you have rattling around in your spare stuff drawer. Get on in to Cunningham Jewelers, the very best oyster knives offered. Toadfish Outfitters, the all-in-one shucking claw. Opinel folding oyster knives right out of your pocket. Get on in to Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online. CunninghamJewelers.com.
Come on down to Catch 228 this football season. 11 TVs so you can see every big play from every big game. And don't forget about our world-famous oysters. Best oysters from Chesapeake Bay to Nova Scotia. So stop on in anytime before the game for happy hour 4 to 6 or your favorite local drafts. Catch 228 at the end of Redfern Village. Call 912-634-6228. And check us out on Facebook for specials. Go Dawgs!
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they are doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons. Free delivery to anywhere on the island, 912-638-8601. Check them out on Facebook, J.C. Strother Company, where there are no such things as island prices. And be sure to stop on in for all James Hardy siding and products. And, of course, go Dawgs!
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com. 912-266-8140, Golden Isles Pharmacy.
If you live in the Golden Isles, then chances are you get your fishing pole out a lot. And we all know bait matters. For the best bait shrimp in coastal Georgia, get out to Bennett's Bait. Right off the St. Simon's Causeway at 1 FJ Tourist Causeway. Right on the river, off the third bridge coming off the island. Bennett's Bait has been helping fishermen and women land that big one since 1953. Stop on in or give us a call at 912-230-3229. That's Bennett's Bait.
On the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch is brought to you by Parker's, by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Golden Coast Golf Carts, and by Wild Adventures.
Great Pumpkin Luminites and the Great Pumpkin Spice Festival dates 9-10 through 10-29. Great Pumpkin Luminites returns on September 22nd with towering pumpkin sculptures, unique pumpkin spice food items, and immersive fall fun around every corner. Encounter gigantic giraffes, towering tigers, super colossal spiders, and more, including a trick-or-treating for kids, new and glowing and interactive entertainment, and Georgia's largest pumpkin foam party. New for 2023 is Luminite Legends Pumpkin Gallery, an exhibit of 150 carved pumpkins featuring famous Georgians, local icons, Wild Adventures, Animal Family, and more. The Pumpkin Spice Festival returns with over 20 tasty treats celebrating fall's favorite flavor like pumpkin spice, maple pulled pork, loaded barbecue fries, pumpkin spice funnel cake, which sounds good, pumpkin spice churros, pumpkin spice maple wings, and more. It's the bigger than ever Great Pumpkin Luminites and the Pumpkin Spice Festival. Select days, September 22nd through October 29th. The best way to visit is with a 2024 season pass on sale now for the lowest price guaranteed. Visit for the rest of 2023 for free when you purchase a 2024 season pass. Visit wildadventures.com for more information.
All right. Ronald Acuña has got a chance to hit 40 home runs and steal 70 bases in one season.
Never been done.
Never will be done again by someone not named Ronald Acuña Jr.
I mean, nobody ever has had 30 home runs and 60 stolen bases. So we are witnessing history right now.
I mean, even if he doesn't hit 40 home runs and he doesn't steal 70, we know he's going to at least hit 30-something and steal 60-something. That's 30-60, what Kip just said.
He needs three home runs and four stolen bases over the next 2.5 weeks.
I think he'll get that.
I think so, too.
Yeah, and Rob Thompson, man, you really irritated me with that garbage about, you know, not liking Acuña's antics when he hits home runs. When Bryce Harper is on your team, that's just not something you really want to say out loud.
107, 110, 105 mile an hour exit velocities will do things to your head.
Especially when you're losing 3 out of 4 and you're trying to make the playoffs with a wild card.
Yeah, you're just hanging on by a thread, and then you got curveballs, good curveballs that Ronald Acuña is putting in the upper deck.
Over in the NFL, we're going to have to run a shorter segment because Kip ran over on the college football pick'em. So, just throwing some of these games out there that we should talk about. The Packers at the Falcons. Falcons are 2-point favorites in this game, and the over/under is 40.5. I would say take the Packers here. 2-point dogs.
Packers look good. I'd take the Packers as well.
And then you've got, oh gosh, the Seahawks at the Lions. My pick to win the Super Bowl, by the way, the Detroit Lions. They're 4.5-point favorites. Take the Lions here in the points.
I like the Lions.
Ravens at Bengals. Bengals 3.5-point favorites. Boy, they did not look good in week one. There's no way they can play that badly
Jags
again.
Jags in Kansas City and Jacksonville.
Yeah, 51.5 is the over-under on that game. Chiefs are only a 3.5-point favorite. Just throwing that out there.
How they are favorite over Jacksonville and Travis Kelce is questionable.
I'm just telling you what the line says.
That might be the bet of the week, Jag fans. Load up.
The Niners are 7.5-point favorites over the Rams.
Niners are good, man.
Dallas Cowboys, 8.5-point favorites over the Jets.
That's a big line in the NFL.
It is. The Dolphins, 3-point favorites over the Patriots. The Saints, 3-point favorites over the Panthers on Monday Night Football.
Bryce Young looked like a rookie last Sunday.
Yeah, he did. And the Cleveland Browns, 2.5-point favorites over Pittsburgh. Cleveland might have made themselves the division favorite.
Cleveland looked good last Sunday on defense.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
I picked them up. I picked that defense up. They were just sitting there.
How'd you do week one?
1-1. I won in one league and lost in the other.
Ah, okay.
The league I lost in, I ran into the Cowboys defense and Tyreek Hill. That sunk me.
Tyreek Hill had 44 points in my league. Fortunately, I didn't play against it.
I had the Cowboy defense in my other league in my PPR league that got me 70 points.
Wow.
And a victory.
Yeah, should have.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. A monumental matchup on St. Simon's as John Millage pays a visit to Frederica. John Millage has not lost a game in 4.5 years, and Frederica is considered their biggest threat. Another big one at Womack Field as Statesboro will host the Wayne County Yellow Jackets, and a monster rivalry game in Emanuel County. The Swainsboro Tigers will host the Emanuel County Institute Bulldogs. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of 2-for-1s and 3-for-1s. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
Golden Coast Golf Carts is the premier golf cart rental and sales company in South Georgia, and we have inventory, both new and used, Club Car and Star Dealer, and we will deliver no matter where you are. 912-275-7725. Electric, gas, lifted, standard, we have them all. Golden Coast Golf Carts will beat any manufacturer's price and most prices below MSRP. Golden Coast Golf Carts in Brunswick at the end of the St. Simons Island Causeway. GoldenCoastGolfCarts.com.